Today we've got over 8,000 pounds. We had about 6,000 pounds yesterday. And on the first day, Wednesday, we had about 5,500 pounds. This boat used to be the Alice H out of Sitka, and Sonny Enlow did this quite frequently. So it was kind of a tradition for the boat. And there's also been some pressure from the community that some people in the community that the fishery is depleting the resource, and there's the people aren't getting their subsistence. So we were asked by the fleet, as kind of collectively, and the fishermen are self-assessed themselves some funds, and a group put together called Southeast Herring Conservation Alliance is partially funding this effort, particularly for us to head out to the other communities.
That's wonderful. I'm Burl Sheehan. I've lived here now for 15 years, but I used to get my relatives to send them up to me in Haines, where I live. Used to live. You can eat them raw. You stick them herring egg salad, and I don't know, with seal oil, butter, soy sauce. My kids like it with soy sauce. But mostly I'm getting them for my mother, who's 90 years old and can't do it anymore. So.
Cool. Let me get you to introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Rich McAlpin.
And are you from here in Sitka?
I just moved.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Welcome. Where'd you move from?
Ketchikan.
Is there a system, or you just kind of go for what looks good?
I don't know. I guess the thicker the better. I'm just getting some for my mother, lives down in Ketchikan. Yeah, actually, my 19-month-old son just had some the other day for the first time. He really munched on them. I guess I better throw this in the truck. Yeah.